Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that one of the guys that when you got to Newcastle aged 17, 18, mm-hmm. pretty much straight out of school.
Yeah.
That Gazza was very positive to be around for you as a as an individual, not just a great player to watch.
He terrified me, first of all,
because
I'd come from school. But Darren Jackson was there at the time as well. And Darren had come down from Scotland. He was 2 or 3 years older. And Darren was 3 years older than me, and Gazza was... So 21, yeah, there was about 3 years between me and Darren, about just over two and a bit between myself and Paul, and they were tight. And I think it was probably initially Darren, because Darren had come from Meadowbank at the time to go to Newcastle, and he kind of understood me because I was coming from Corey, and it was a similar sort of scenario, coming essentially at part-time football into a club like Newcastle, and he had adapted very well to it. You know, him and Paul, they included me straight away. That was the biggest thing. You know, they, at times, you know, I would have been the brunt of
the humour. There was a price
humor.
To pay for it.
Yeah, there was a price. And maybe at the time I wasn't, you know, I could never, maybe at times didn't always get my head around that. But that inclusiveness for a footballer is huge, I think. It's a huge thing to find that you are part of it, that you're included, that you're not sitting there thinking, oh, I'm dreading going to the dressing room this morning, or I'm dreading, you know, how I am perceived in the group, or am I part of the group. And probably, you know, not long after I went to Newcastle, we had a free weekend for some reason, and we were taken away to Benidorm, and we did a bit of training and stuff. And it was a big thing. That week was huge for me, because I had never even been away as a kid. I'd never been on like a boys' holiday or something, so going away at that age with men, as I perceived them, that was terrifying as well.
Full of risk.
Yeah, and how, but again, it was a huge thing for me, and Paul had a way where he was very demanding, right? And he could fly off the handle in training, or he could give you a mouthful on the pitch. And I remember I made my debut against Charlton. The chemistry between me and him on the pitch wasn't great at that time. He was looking to play little things around the corner, and I was running in behind, and it was kind of making him look bad, I suppose, in a way. And he was, you know, giving me a lot of verbals during the game, and I pretty much just took it, and maybe once or twice I would have chipped back. But when we came in on the Monday, and I hadn't seen it, he came in the Monday and he says, I'm sorry. He says, I shouldn't have done that. He says, I've been thinking about it all weekend. You came in, you were involved in setting up the equaliser. He says, just when you go on that pitch, take the ball. He says, make sure you take the ball. And, you know, no one can ever accuse Paul of never taking the ball on the pitch. You know, the responsibility he took on the pitch,
the opposite.
It was totally the opposite. And it stuck with me, really. It always did stick with me in my mind to say, well, actually, I want it to be that type of player. I want it to be that, to be able to take that responsibility that he took. But it meant a lot that he would come to me that day and say, listen, I'm sorry. And our relationship probably then grew from that. And I hadn't seen him for years. And it was funny, we were at Tottenham in the Europa League when I was at Shamrock Rovers. And just by coincidence, he was at the game. And he had waited for me after the game. And it was really nice to see him again, you know.
He thought you could play. That was the thing.
I think,
In those days, initially, even though, I mean, he was a fabulous footballer even then. But I suppose he was still making his way, and it's not as if he had bags of experience, but he saw a player and told you so, and I think you had 13 or 12 or 13 goals in mm-hmm. in only 22 games at Newcastle, out of a decent side at that mm-hmm. stage, and to be told that you could play.
Yeah, I mean,
by a fella like that.
Oh, totally. When you're a young player like that, you know, when you get that level of, I suppose, it's like approval, really, isn't it? You know what I mean? It's like a level of approval that, you know, you respond to that. And, you know, it gave me confidence and belief, and I had a great first season. And maybe Paul leaving was the wrong thing for me, because I think then the expectation on me was greater than the next season. The team wasn't as strong equally. Mm-hmm. You know, we tried to replace him. It was a little bit like a modern day, I suppose, Suarez situation when he left Liverpool, where they tried to compensate for the look. You can't replace the one player, so you bring in four or five players. That's what we did at Newcastle, and it didn't work. Mm. You know, we subsequently were relegated. But probably, you know, him staying and being in the team would have helped me, certainly in the second season as well.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.